Mourners will wear blue or fishing shirts at the funeral of Robert Smith in Budrum this afternoon. Smithy, as he was affectionately known, ran Smithy's fishing charters for 18 years. The 52-year-old died last Wednesday when his vessel capsized while leaving Mooloolaba Harbour and crossing the bar just after low tide. Four passengers were thrown into the water and survived. The community, including the Sunshine Coast Game Fishing Club, has raised more than $260,000 to support his family. A second person has now been charged in relation to a break and enter in Nambour early last month. At around 4:45 a.m. on August 7, two people allegedly broke into the venue on Curry Street and stole a large safe which contained a quantity of cash. They then fled in a black Volkswagen Golf that was fitted with stolen number plates. A 33-year-old Palmview man was initially charged on August 10. Police have now also charged a 22-year-old Blibli man with multiple offences. He'll face court on Thursday next week. The Noosa Council says it wants to give local dog owners the chance to become familiar with new dog control laws before they start fining people caught doing the wrong thing. It follows Animal Management Act changes by the state that'll soon see fines for not having a dog under effective control in an off-leash area increase up to $834. Acting Local Laws and Environment Health Manager Clint Irwin says the council is also installing new signage at Noosa Beaches.
We'll be rolling out new signage in areas where dogs are not supposed to be. So the signage will be dog prohibited signage to make it very clear to dog owners and the public where dogs are allowed to be and where they're not supposed to be. We'll also, in the dog off-leash areas, rolling out some signage which explains in a little more detail what effective control actually means.
Qantas has announced it'll begin operating its state-of-the-art Airbus A220 aircraft on more flights to and from the Sunshine Coast. Sunshine Coast Airport CEO Chris Mills says the introduction of the new aircraft from February between the coast, Sydney and Melbourne represents a great step forward in terms of sustainability and passenger experience. A220 aircraft are more comfortable and quieter and generate up to 25% fewer carbon emissions. And tomorrow afternoon is kickoff for the men's Sunshine Coast soccer grand final between league champions Caloundra and Woombye Snakes, the game to be followed by the women's final between Woombye and Maroochydore.